Zog the Gemara, Daf Chof Dalet, Omer Aleph. Six lines from the bottom, but the two dots. Omer Reb Chanina, Aniro Isi Ez Rebbe. Reb Chanina said, I saw Rebbe when he took his tefillin and he hung them on a peg. Maybe this was on the way to the bathroom, maybe it was one of those cases, but the point is, he hung them on a peg. Ra'isi Ez Rebbe Shetola Tefillin, Tefillov, he hung his tefillin. Zogmo Meisvel, I see Ukash on that. How could that be? Hatoyle Tefillov Yidulachai. If someone hangs his tefillin, his life will be hanging. His life is dependent on it. His panose, his life. We see it's not a simple thing to do. It's forbidden. Zogmo Dosh Chamruz Omru, Vahoyu Chayechot Luyim, Luchami Neged. The pasuk of Hoyu Chayechot Luyim, Luchami Neged is the Hatoyle Tefillov. So Zogmo, how did Rebbe do so? How did the Chanina do so? How did Rebbe do so? Enter the Gemara, Loy Kasha. If you hang by the ritzua, and the ketzitza, meaning the batim, the tefillin itself, are dangling below, then it's a bizoyin. That's toil l'chayev. When you're hanging the tefillin itself, and the batim are hanging, and the ritzua is below, that's not so bad. That's one teretz. V'iboy yisem mitzvei teretz, loishna ritzua v'loishna ketzitza, both are forbidden, both are bizoyin. Even if you hang by the tzitza, by the tefillin, the bias, and the ritzua is dangling down, is also a bizoyin. What did Rabbi do? He tied it together with its bag, with the zekel. So you hung the zekel. You know you have zekels with a strap around the hanging? That's not a bizoyin. What's the chiddush? Of course it's mutter. You might think, a sefetera, you can't hang a sefetera. Sefetera has to be placed standing up. Munach, b'sei be'oren, has to be munach. So made a kumashlon, that you're allowed to hang it by the kiss. Back upon him, side the ritzua and side the ktsitsa, both of them are taka bizoyin, and it's also, we have to treat them with proper covet. Like we saw Rashi before, that ritzuas have a special kedusha. After all, the ktsitsa has in it the shen engraved in it, the shalroish. And the ritzua of the shalroish has a dalad in it, in the back. And the ktsitsa of the shalyad, the ritzua of the yad, I mean, has the yud by the bias. In the ritzuas itself. So ritzuas have the same shakai, the shin and the dalad and yud in the ritzuas, so you have to treat it properly. Like you, yesterday, you showed me your Moshe. Your Moshe Pelt showed me his, I do the same way, but his Rebbe showed it to him. His Rebbe was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. He learned Chavrusa with the Bechonon. Oh, he had two Rebbeim. One of your Rebbeim was a Talmud of Chofetz Chaim. And he showed him that by the ritzuas shel Roish, when you make sure, when you put the dalad, you put it on top of the plastic of the bias, and not below. You put it above, because it has kedusha in it. It's a dalad. When you take so it should remain above. When you take the shalyad, the yud, and you strap the ritzuas, you should only strap it on the right side and leave, or if you're right, you go upon it, leave the left side, the yud, leave it exposed. Don't put ritzuas on top of it. That's the yud. So you see the chshivish of the dalads and the yud. Zok demar vayit vom Reb Chanina. I saw Rebbe. She gihek. Gihek means, Zog Rashi, Ritche belaat, Pomme shodam moitzi mi gufo lefiv nefichem mitoch soivoy, ve reicho kireach amaychal shochal. He burped. I saw Rebbe burp in the middle of davening. Upiek. Piek means he yawned. Loitzi ruach hapek, molek kodem shiroitzi lishon, eshomen mishena. He yawned. The next thing he did was, Venis atesh means he sneezed. The rock, and he spit. So I saw him burp, yawn, and spit, and sneeze, all during davening. During Shemoneh Esrei, this means. Chavdala Domet Beis, u'memashmesh bebigdoy. And he was memashmesh bebigdoy, zagdashi lahavik akina ha'oktsosoy. He had a louse on him, he removed it off his baguette. So all this he did by Shemoneh Esrei. Avaloi ha'im is atef. That means, zagdashi, if his talus fell off him, then he would not put it back on, because that's already a hefsik, shloila hafsik. And that stems very good. What we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a meches. The Mechava says that you make a bracha when your talus falls off you. So off you is already a hefsik. So that's already a shame hefsik. That's why he didn't want to put it back on. Now Tosfos right away points out that v'rach pirish the chadim milsa. It's all going in one case. Memashmish bebigdoi tikein shlo yipel ma'al roishoy. Meaning he was memashmish bebigdoi and he did this in order that it should not fall off his head, meaning when mashmish the big doy, the talus shouldn't fall off; it should remain on him. If the talis remains on you a little, then you don't make a bracha. If the talis totally falls off, you make a bracha. So he's mamashmish talis that shouldn't fall totally off, should remain on him, that he did during Shemini Esrei. But to pick it up when it fell off, that's a hefsek, that he didn't want to do. But al kaponim, he did those things during Shemini Esrei. Ukshe mefahek, and when he was mefahek, hoya meniach yodoy al senteroy, when he mefahek, we said before, means when he yawned. So when he yawned, he used to put his hand over his mouth, to cover his mouth. It's not covered to see a person's mouth wide open. So he covered his mouth when he yawned. So that's all what we're saying, what Rebbe did. The following kasha. If someone davens too loud out loud during Shemini Esrei and people hear him, where's his emuna? Katni amona is felt in emuna. The Eibusher doesn't hear you; you have to hear him louder. So Rashi, kilo ena kushbok shmei tefilas lachash. But the Eibusher held nish. Chas kavi yochel chas v'sholom. You have to say it louder. Right? It says hamakbia koila b'tefilosay. One is mashmia, one is makbia. He screams. So then, arezem menevia sheker. He's from menevia sheker because it says by the menevia sheker, vayikru b'kol godol. They have to proclaim loudly. Now, that's not relevant to our kasha, but to our kasha is relevant. The next thing, hamegayek umefayek. Someone who burps and someone who's mekpayek, he yearns during Shemini Esrei. Harezem migase ruach. It's gase ruach. It's gaiva. Hamis atesh b'tfilosay. Someone who sneezes. Simen galoy. It's a bad simen. It's disgusting. Someone who spits, like you're spitting in front of the king, in front of the Eibishter. So now the Gemara, so it's a stira and Rebbe. It's a kasha. How could Rebbe do these things? The B'chinin was made. Megayek and Mefayek and Misatesh and Rok are all terrible things, the Gemara says. Zok the Gemara, I'll answer you as follows. Bishlem and Megayek and Mefayek, when it comes to a burp and a yawn, like kasha. It depends. There's two types of yawns and burps. Loi kasha, kan lo oinsoi, kan lo retsoinoi. Rebbe did it with lo oinsoi is not a problem. Lo tsoinoi, then it's taka osa. Then it's osa to be mfaik. And that's kapaska and shulchan aruch taka. And simet tzadi beis, that be tsoinoi it's osa. And be oinus, it's mutter, but you should cover your mouth. You niach yodi al piv, they shouldn't show your faith. Elo misatesh, so that you can answer. Oinus and rotzen. But misatesh, there's no oinus and rotzen by sneezing. Sneezing is not something you can come be rotzen. So it's a stira. El misatcha misatis kasha. How did Rebbe do so? After all, it says simen raloi. Zog the Gemara misatcha misatcha namel kasha. Kamil malo kamil mati. We're talking about two types of sneeze. We're talking about a misatcha malo that Taka Rebbe did. Mil mati means lahafiach. Misatcha mil mato. Then Taka it, and that's very good. Why it's a simen ra? Because the Gemara is going to fear us. The Omer Rab Zera homilsi ivlali beirav amnuna vetkilali kula talmudai. If someone is misatish b'tfilosa, which over here means sneezing, simen yofaloi, then it's a good simen. Why? When someone sneezes, it's a very good feeling. It's like a healthy thing. You felt you just sneezed. Ah, you feel relieved. So misatish, a sneeze l'mamalo, just like it feels good. So we see up upon him, that's why it's a simen yofaloi. Mash'enkin misatish m'mato, that's like a simen raloi. That's taka what we said, that it's simen galoin. That's taka what Rebbe didn't do. And that's the two types of misatesh. Zokti Gemara. So we answered mebagayik mefaik, and we answered misatesh. One is sneezing and one is afocha. Elo rok arok kasha. What about spitting? Zok mo rok arok namiloi kasha. Efsha kid Reb Yehuda. It could have been like Reb Yehuda. Which is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Rabbi Yehuda, hoy omid b'tefila, v'nizdam eloi roik, mavlioi b'talisoi. Meaning, when he spit, it was done like Rabbi Yehuda. That is mavlioi b'talisoi. So then it's not, what do we say when you rock b'fnei ha-melech? That's a terrible thing. Mashenkin over here, it's b'talisoi. V'im talis noihu, when he has a nice talis, talis doesn't mean dafka talis, where we have a beged of talis that we wear, a beged shal mitzvah. It means his cloak. If you have a nice cloak, so then you don't want to put it in there. So then you put it in a handkerchief, which is meant for that. So upon him, that's how we answered Rok Arok. Ravina was standing in front of Rav Ashi. And he had Roik. So he turned around and he spit it. And he threw it behind him. Why are you spitting on the floor? You should be spitting into a handkerchief. If not your talis, at least your handkerchief. I'm an istinus. I don't want to buy handkerchiefs. I can't have handkerchiefs with spit. I can't have it with me, holding it with me. So Mela, he stack a spit behind him. Back to what we said in the Brice in the beginning. Someone's mashmiya koil b'tfilosoi. Hareiz mikat ne'amon is felt ne'muna. What the Ebshe helped nish? You have to be magbiya yikoil. Omer avuna loy shonu. This is only referring to el shiocha l'chaven. You can be mechaven even though you're not mashmiya koiloi. You're able to daven kavona. If you cannot have kavona, mutter, then you're allowed to be makbia koiloi. That's not every case. When you're daven b'yechidus, you're not disturbing anyone around you. It's forbidden to be makbia your koil in davening in the tzibur because you cause other people to be stared. You're being mad at other people. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Aleph, that a person has to. You can't be mahara the tefillah, so you have to hear it, meaning you have to say the chiddush advarim, but it can't be loud enough that it stares anyone even next to you. To yosef midai is also, and that's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's a very yisodi to come a bit in Shara Tefillah Perek Vav, and he says, what do you mean? We find all over Chazal that there were tzayik betfilah, there was tzakas by Yizak El Hashem, by Yitzaku, by Kiyas Yamzu. There's tzakas that we find all over in the Neviim, all over tzakas. He says that when our sugi is talking about the analogy magbiya koiloi b'tzibur, it's talking about a regular tefillah, shachas, mincha, mairiv, that can be magbiya. But there are certain times that it's an eis tzora. By an eis tzora, then you're not allowed to be magbiya. When you know about a yamsuf, when it was a kelma, a fauna, those times you're not allowed to be zoyuk, and that's not even b'tzibur. An eis tzora is a different din. That's not like we find by the Rambam says, an eis tzora is mitzvah lizoyuk, then it's not a lizoyuk.
Then it's not mikat ne'amona.
According to this, it's very geshmak. That same mechaber that says yinalabi the magbia koiloi, the mechaber says over there v'yesh oimrim that on Yoshani Yom Kippur it's mutmash mia koiloi. So some learn the pshat is because Yoshani Yom Kippur everyone has a machzeh, so you're not going to stare anyone during the year. Maybe not sidurim weren't as common. So Yoshani Yom Kippur everyone had a machzeh. According to this, very geshmak. Yoshani Yom Kippur is not a regular tefillah. Yoshani Yom Kippur is sifri chaim sifri meisim psuchim. So it's taka neis tzara. So then taka the zaka taka falls in. So taka a lot of be magbiat philosophy.
I don't have all kashi.
The poets can discuss this if it's only a dinish man esrei, or if it's also by other times of tefillah, even by psukah zimra. Some say it's only dinish man esrei. Some say it's any time in tefillah b'tzibur. The yisoid of tefillah, tefillah means from an esrei, by the way. Tefillah means from an esrei, really. Rebbe Abba have come shtamit mineder Rav Yehuda. Rebbe Abba was avoiding Rav Yehuda. Rebbe Abba wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Yehuda was against going to Eretz Yisrael. Why? The Omer Rav Yehuda. Kol ha'olam yibovel la'etzol over be'esei. You're in Golos, you're not allowed to go. Shenemar, bovel yuvo v'shoma yu. Ad yoyim pokti oysom num Hashem. Now, the Rishonim asks this kasha. Tosfos and Ksuba is ready. That really, this pasuk is referring to Golos Bavel between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So over there, it's talking about the Kalim. It's talking about not going out till David took us back. So what was the Negeya? So Tosfos and Ksuba says that Tosfos and Ksuba is Kuf Yud Aleph. He asks this kasha, and Tosfos says that Golos Sheni, the pasuk is also Kopet Kroh, even though it's in Golos away now, even though it's after this pasuk is formed by Bayis Rishon. Akoponim, but the Mepharshim explained that really at Yom Pok the Oisoi, even Golas Rishon, when we came back, it wasn't complete. We know certain things didn't happen in the Bayis Sheni after that took place Bayis Rishon. So it's not Yom Pok yet. It's a Hemshech, it's a continuation. It has to be completed now. So that's what he held Akoponim. So, but he still wanted to hear Torah from him. So what did he do? So Omar Ezel v'Eshmeinay Milsa mibeivada. I'll go listen to the Beis Medrash that he's giving a shiur, hear from his Tamidim something b'shmoy, and then I'll be able to leave even without seeing him. V'hoda apik Ozal Ashkel Tana. He saw a Tana that Tony Kamei Rav Yehuda was standing in front of Rav Yehuda, and he said as follows. And Rav Yehuda sent it over to the member of Rav Yehuda. Hoy oyer betfilim nisatesh. If someone now talking about nisatesh lamato, meaning hafocha. Hoy oyer betfilim nisatesh. Mamtin, you wait at shechala ruach. You have to wait till the bad smell subsides. V'choizum ispal, and then you continue davening. Ikad amri, another way that they learned this memra. Hoy oyer betfilu bikish nisatesh. You want to be nisatesh the hafocha. Marchik lachoyer of dalal ames. You back up 4 ames from where you're standing. Umisatish and then you misatish. Umamtin and then you wait. Achichalaguach v'choizum mispal and then you go back to your tefillah. Now, Zog the Gemara, Va'omer, and he says, and this is part of the Mamre, what does he say? Yitzaton and Nekovim, Nekovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, you created hallow Chalulim, Nekovim. Golov, Yidulof, and Echel, Paseinu, you know our embarrassment, V'klimoseinu, V'chayenu, V'achiseinu, Rima, V'selea, we're going to end up being Rima, V'selea, maggots, U'maschim, V'mokim, Sheposik, and then you continue from the place you left off. Amalei, what's it called? Reb Abba, who heard this memra? Ilu lebosel leshmari davazet dayoy. If I just came for this, it's kenai kedai everything just for this. Zog matan rabbanon. Haya yashon betalisoy ve'en yachol lahoitzi es roishem b'nei atzena. Again, this is if a person is in bed, it's freezing. Now, in the old days, they didn't have pajamas and they didn't have heating. Like Rabbi Yitzchok told me yesterday, but Victor Miller said the pshat in the whole previous Gemara, shnayim b'mita. What's pshat shnayim b'mita? What's tutzach though? The reason is because they were so cold they needed body heat. That's what Victor Miller said. That's pshat in the shnayim b'mita. Pshat to was so cold. So here we have he's yoshim b'talis. So he can't even pick his head out of the cover because it's so cold. It's freezing. So what do you do if you need to say kriyishma? Choytzeitz b'talisoy al tzavoroy v'koy kriyishma. You take the talis. The cover, and you, even if you're not removing your head above the talus, but you make some type of tight around your tzava, your neck. So like this is a separation between what you're saying, the Kriyishma, and the Erva. V'yesh oimrim, that you don't do it over your neck, but aliboy, you do it over, below your heart. So like this, your heart and liberoyse Erva. So what about the problem with liberoyse Erva? Because so far, Tanakama holds, liberoyse Erva is mutter. So we have a machlokes over here. Is liba roya ever mutter also? Tanakama holds liba roya ever mutter. You place the, you tighten the cover above your neck, so it's not per roya ever. And the yeshayim say you do this by your life. Now the yisoid is like over here. What is the din of liba roya ever? Is it mutter also? Meaning, how do you attach up the pasuk lo yiriyah lecha eves dover? Lo yiriyah lecha eves dover means a riyah. How do you see with your eyes? So your eyes cannot be exposed to the makom erva. So that's why he tightens the cover by his neck. That's why liberoy se eves mutter. The ik is lo yiriyah becha. Yiriyah is with your eyes. The other man d'omer holds that no, it's not a din in what your eyes lo yiriyah lecha. Lo yiriyah lecha is that kriyashma, b'shas kriyashma, your evorim should not see your face. So your evorim should not see you. Your aver, your erva should not see your evorim. Which evorim? So it doesn't just mean the face, even the lave. The lave is a very chashv aver. So the lave cannot be exposed klape the kriyashma when you say it. Varaya, because even a suma cannot do it. So it's not totally in be'etzim deria. So that's right. That's why liberoy se erva is taka osa. Now, it's interesting in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Ayin Dalet, there's a tzad that Liba Roy Se'erva is not negated by women. By women, there's no chashash of Liba Roy Se'erva. And the Bachtag, he argues over there, but Mishabura brings over there in Siman Tzivkot Tazayin that pshat in the Taz and the Shach, that Me'ikir Adin, a woman is allowed to make a bruch in a B'shas Tvila in a mikvah, even if she, her lave is roya se'erva in the mayim, even if it's not mayim achurim. Me'ikir din, they hold like that in Yodei, the Shach and the Taz, because there's no din of liba roya se'erva. Her face should be above the water, the peh. Mashenge, the lave is allowed to be in the water. Lemaisa, the Chochmas Adam, other poiskim are machmen, they say no, that the lave should also be above the water, b'shas the bracha, or she should cover her arms above her lave, so it should not be liba roya se'erva. So that's like a different sheet is back upon him. The Mishmur brings the Me'ikra then, like the Shach and the Taz, that even the lave in the Mayim is liberoy se'erva by a woman, doesn't apply. You're asking good. Why by a woman would liberoy se'erva be a tzad that it would not be a problem? It's you have to know what the yisoid of why the lave of a man is different than the lave of a woman. L'surach elevavchem, by man is maybe different. If someone is walking in alleyways that have putrid smells over there, he's walking through a dumpster, there's a lot of baby diapers over there. Meniach yodei al piv. You put your hand over your mouth v'koyre kriyashma, and you read kriyashma in that oifen. So Avhuna Om Rabbi Yechon, B'shem Rabbi Yechon said, you read kriyashma even in voice at the office when it's zman, obviously, and you read it in that oifen. Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda told him, Helekim, he made a shvur, Im Omro li Rabbi Yechon, if Rabbi Yechon would tell me this directly, B'pumei loy tzaitin alei. If Rabbi Yechon tells me this directly with his mouth, I would not follow this. Rav Chisda argued, you don't say in the voice that no, it's Kriya Shema, even with your hand in your mouth. Ikud Amri, others said, Omar Rabba Baba Chanom, Rav Shuban Levi, not Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Yechanan, but Rabba Bachan in the name of Shuban Levi, Hoyim Halak B'Voy Sam Tanov, it's Benich Yodi Al Piv, V'Koy Kriya Shema. So he told him back the same thing, Omar Le Rav Chisda, Halakim, Im Omro Rav Yoich, Im Omar Le Rav Shuban Levi, the Puma, even if I heard it direct from Shuban Levi, Loit Tzai Tinole, I would not follow him. Now, interesting to note, the Magen Avraham is medayik from here. We see that he's obviously wearing tefillin too. His Kriya Shema is with tefillin, so he didn't say to cover his tefillin. Tefillin you're allowed to wear in voice at the nafos. You're allowed to go with tefillin itself in voice at the nafos. There's no issa to walk with tefillin in a voice at the nafos. Question was only the Gabi Kriya Shema. Oh, so Zok Ma'akaponim is the Yisurisik Machlekes. Rav Huna Rabbi Yochanan or B'Shem Rav Shuban Levi, and Rav Chisda argued and he said you're not allowed to. Zok Gemara Umi Omar Rav Huna Hachi. Did Rav Huna indeed say that you're allowed to? V'Omar Rav Huna Talmud Chacham Osla Lamed B'Mokam Atinoifes. A Talmud Chacham can't even stand in a Mokam Atinoifes. Why? Not do with tefillin. Lefitchi Efshel or do with Kriya Shema. Not do with tefillin or Kriya Shema. Lefitchi Efshel Lamed B'Li Hirur. And the Beis Yosef says, not just he can't be without hero of Talmud Torah. He's mechuyev to be mahar b'Talmud Torah. Talmud Chacham means someone who's constantly mahar b'Torah. So he can't be the Mokam HaTanoifis. He can't be mahar b'Torah over there. Zog Dimoga, she efshel b'loi hero Torah. Zog Dimoga, loi kasha. The Yisraelis of Keteretz, even though Rav Huna says that a Talmud Chacham cannot be oim b'Mokam HaTanoifis. And here we said before, Om Rav Huna, hoi mahalach, yilad reed kriyash man azah oifen. Zog Dimoga, loi kasha. Kam b'oim b'kam b'mahalach. There's a 30-second difference. And the Rashi explains as follows, that what's the whole Yisoid, why Mekoyim is Atanoifis, you can't say Kriya Shema. V'hoi Machanecha Kodosh. When someone is Mahalach, that's not his Mokam Chanoya, that's not his Machanoi. He's walking through. Then you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. And it's a Oifen. Mashiach, when you're Oimid, so then this becomes your Chanoya. This is your Mokam. Then it's Machanecha Kodosh, then it's a Stira. So it's a difference between Hoylech or Mohammed, or Hoylech or Oimid. Mahalach or Oimid. Mahalach is Taka Mutter, and that was Rav Huna, Hoy Mahalach, and here it's Taka Osa. Osa Loi Lamed B'Mokam HaTanoifis. It's very meduktik. One it says Lamed, one it says Hoylech. Zog the Gemara, Umim Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, did Rabbi Yochanan say that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema Nezah Oifen? V'Omer Rabba Bachanam Rabbi Yochanan, B'chol Mokam Mutter Lahar B'di B'Tera, Chutz Mi Beis HaMechaz and Beis HaKisei. You're allowed to be Mahal B'di B'Tera in Beis HaKisei, because Beis HaMechaz and Beis HaKisei. So how do you say Kriya Shema over there? V'chitei Mochanami, Kam B'Oimid Kam Mahalach, may say the same Teretz. That's only when you're Oimid, not when you're walking through. Eini Vov Rabba Vov, Ava Ko Oza Basri Rabbi Yochanan, Ava Ko Kori Kriya Shema, Rabba Vov was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. And it was reading Kriya Shema, Kimot him a voice at the Neufis. When he came to him a voice at the Neufis, Ishtik, he was quiet. So we see clearly you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, even if you're Hoylich, he was Mahalach. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, Lehechan Ahadeh. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Vov was the one that stopped. So he said, where shall I continue now that I stopped? Omalei, Im Shohizik, the Ligmar is cooler. If you stop the amount of time that it takes to say the whole Kriya Shema, then Choyz Elohai, you go back to the beginning. So we see Akapon Rabbi Yochanan agreed to stopping. I hold you allowed to continue saying Kriya Shema. That's my sheet is. You're allowed to say it while you're mahalach. Lididoch, according to you, the svirloch, that you hold that it's also. So im shohisok, the ligma is cool. If you stop the amount of time that it takes to finish from the start to the end, then chayz l'chayz, you go back to the beginning. Zogma tanya kavasid Rav Huna. We learned similarly like Rav Huna that you are meniach, yodoy, and you walk. Tanya kavasid Rav Chisda, that you are not allowed to. And he says, I want to even follow him, even if I heard from him directly. So clearly, that you meniach and you walk. You shouldn't be Kriya Shema. If you're reading, you have to stop in your tracks. What if a person didn't stop? Omer Amesha, Barbered, Reb Shuman Levi, all of our course of Omer, the Gamanino Satlam, Chukim Loitovim, they take my mitzvahs and they make them Loitovim. You're not supposed to say Kriya Shema at this point. So it's Loitovim, Mishpatim Loyichubem. You're not going to live if you do mitzvahs and that oifen. It's also. Ravas Yoma, have a Moishchi Ha'oven, Bechevle Hashov. You're pulling the rope. You're disconnecting yourself from what the Eibishter telling you to do. It's the biggest bizarre. You're saying Kriya Shema in the voice of the Neufels. And if you held yourself back and you didn't say it, what's ischar? Meaning, if you're in a place that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema or Torah, you're holding yourself back and it's hard. meaning, because it is idibur, Rashi says, they're not speaking, so mele yizoycha to arichas yomim. Tosis over here, you study the Tosis, omele ledid lo svirali, meaning he might, ledidi lo svirali, like I myself hold you allowed to continue saying kriyashma, but according to you, then you go chazal rosh. Pirush, b'shum tarti mili. There's two reasons. Chada, the svira, the ain't chazal rosh. I hold number one, you don't have to be chazal rosh. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shoma Teshet Kiyas Betesha Shoyz Yotza. If you're a ninth Kiyas throughout the whole day, you're Yotza. So I stam hold you don't have to go be Chayzel Roish when it comes to these things. But Oy, the Sviril Menech Yod Al Piv, I hold you allowed to continue saying. Vim Ken Havale Ro'ui. So Mele according to me is Ro'i. And Ali Doch, but according to you, the Sviril Nech Chayev Lavzik, so then you should go back Chayzel Roish if you waited. Frek to Mashah, Toys over here is comparing it to Teshet Kiyas. After all, Toys before we had, Chobez and Mabez, 2 blood ago, we had, that there's a yisodis akadim between teshat kiyos and maim shoysin. Maim shoysin is a gavad delechazi, and teshat kiyos is be'etzim etzchazi. And Tois over there brings mevois atanoivis is gavad delechazi. So what's they saying over here? You're comparing it to teshat kiyos. Over there we said pukfaker. It's not like teshat kiyos. As a effect of mashah on this toisus, zok to mashah Rabbi Yochanan shtosai, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that the gavra over here is ra'uy, even though it's mevois atanoivis. Why? Because you can put your hand over your mouth and say it in that oifen. So it's a gavad delechazi. So mele. In Azar Afal, you're talking not Choyzel Roish. That's because it's like Teshat Kiyos. It's Gavir Roy. It's Taka Gavir Roy. That's what he says in Losh of Toises. That Lididi Vimkein Havale Roy. It's not Dochui like the Toises over there was Machalik between Shoysin, Maim Shoysin, and Mavois Atanoifis, where you're not Roy at that time. The Kept of the person, Mash Enkin Teshat Kiyos, you are Roy. Rabbi Yochanan Shtosai, is it called the Gavir Roy, even Mavois Atanoifis, because you can say Kriyashman Azar Oifin. That's where coincide, that's what explains Rabbi Yochanan to shtim with the Teshat Kiyos, and it's taka l'shitase. It's two reasons why it's taka mutter to continue. Okay, we'll stop over here on the bat. There's a big shail in Achronim, it's brought down in the B'shem B'Sefer Yad Eliyahu. It's Rav Pomeranchik brings it, he has a shtickle on this in Emek Brocha. Every time you kriyashma in a voice at nervous, maybe you have an esed deich aloysei. There's a mitzvah es of kriyashma, and there's a lav of machanecha kodosh. So that itself should be reason. That's a big discussion. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the omid, the two dots.